I guess I got to turn your mic on first. Let's try.
Oh, there
that
we
again.
Go. Is that better?
Yeah, that works there.
Okay.
Now, if you bring that up and tighten these two things on the side, it might help you a little bit. I know people don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm trying to get him to so his microphone sits right.
You can teach an old dog new tricks.
There you go. Yeah, I know that one falls down sometimes, but we've got a few things we're going to chat about here this morning, Mark, including 1% funding. What is this 1% funding?
You know, I'm not an expert on 1% funding. I know a lot of people, we've gotten a lot of people have asked us about, you know, whenever they come out with 1%. I know the county released, I believe, the 1% money that they're giving. And the cities, their stuff's coming up. But there's a 1% board that decides, makes recommendations to the city and county as to where that 1% money goes. We got cut a little bit last year, which, you know, obviously, like everybody else in the county and the city, you know, we have less money to work with than we've had before. So without bashing our city officials or county officials, you know, they've got a lot of tough decisions to make. So we got cut a little bit of funding there, and so we got to make adjustments to it. And where it affects us a little bit right now will be the visitor center. So we'll work with folks and look at different ways to try to finance that. Obviously, the visitor center is very important, and it was built on 1% money. So, but yeah, we've had a lot of questions about that, Brady, and it's just one of those things that. The funding that they're announcing this year goes for next year.
Okay.
So the funding that we got last year is what affects this year. So, for instance, we're not going to open the visitor center until the week before Memorial Day. We're looking at hours that we have out there. When is our peak hours? You know, so to make sure we're open, that we can accommodate the people that are visiting to Buffalo, because what that center does is it sends people up to Buffalo and brings it in here. So,
those tough decisions go all downhill,
yeah.
Don't they?
Because
you mentioned the city officials had tough decisions, and because of those, now you guys have some decisions.
Well, yeah, exactly. And you know, I mean, they get people ask for over $1 million worth of requests, and they only have, say, 600,000. I don't know what the exact numbers
are
to give out. And so they've got to make some tough decisions as well. And we all get affected by that.
Yeah, they can't make everyone happy, right?
No. Well, it's funny. I had somebody ask me the other day, they read in the paper about the Christmas lights. And I said, look, as a guy who was there last year putting bulbs in them and stuff, I don't know how old they are, but they're old. And, you know, they're getting dangerous. So, but do you want your city without Christmas lights?
Right. And you're right, because when those went up last year, there were some strands that were out, and they were out for a few days, and then you guys had them fixed. But, yeah, that was noticeable right away.
It was. And, you know, Kiwanis, their lights, they're going to switch over to LED, because it makes them more energy efficient, which saves us all money.
Sure.
So you know, we're trying to do the right things, and they're trying to do the right things with funding and stuff, and it's always a tough decision, and everybody's always going to have their opinions of how that money should be spent. So we'll take what we get and we'll make it work.
And Mark, coming up here this summer in August this year is Longmire Days.
Yes.
and still have most of the crew that comes every year, Ferg and Walt and Ruby and Matthias and Nighthorse.
Yes.
And Bob, right? Those six come just about every year, and I believe they're all on tap for this year,
too. Right now, they're all scheduled to come. We've been busy. I say we. Like, it's been more of the two Jennifers than Mark. We're getting things set up. Tickets for Longmire. We're going to do things a little bit different this year. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, in the past, they did a lot of auctions. And, you know, different things. So this year, in order to pay for Longmire, last year it cost the chamber $118,000 to do Longmire. And people have this impression that when something gets bigger, you make more money, and you don't. The first 2 years that, you know, if you go back 16 and 15, they made, you know, money on enough to pay for it. Last year we lost money with Longmire. So this year we're charging a $10 registration fee up front. We're charging for some of the autograph sessions and things. So
the autograph sessions are the things that go so long. I think they mark them for about 3 hours, and they usually go about five.
Yeah, they do. And you know, it's amazing. We put that out Friday, And Jennifer McCormick and myself spent majority of our weekend on the phone answering questions of people because it's different this year. We're charging for some of the autograph sessions and some of the things that hadn't been charged for in the past. And that's just to defray our costs and make sure that the chamber doesn't lose money on it.
Yeah, it's not to nickel and dime people, but no. Like you said, you don't ever want to put on an event and lose money.
No, you don't, and it's too hard. And the chamber, you know, we're a membership organization. We have 324 members right now. In my time, 7 months that we've been here, we've gained almost 30 new members to the chamber, and we're really proud of that, you know. And let's face it, the chamber's been through a lot in my 7 months that I've been here. And we're getting all the particulars, but so basically what we're trying to do is make sure, you know, there's a lot of costs involved. Just for the city, the garbage, all these things add up, you know. It doesn't come free.
It's the stuff people don't think about, like you just said, the garbage.
Yeah.
How many of those garbage cans you have to fill and, you know, and keep switching bags out? That's a lot of trash at the end of that weekend.
Sure. And, you know, some of the people that don't normally work on a weekend, if the city, you know, they're having to pay overtime and different things. Same with us. I mean, we average 16 hours a day at the chamber. And, you know, it's a lot of people talk about how much fun it is. And, you know,
it's work for you guys.
It is. So, you know, and I'm really proud of what they do. But all the normal things will be going on again this year, the softball game and all these things. So I'm looking forward to it. It's my first Longmire. And so hopefully I'll live through it and we'll get through it. And hopefully we can defray the costs and make this another great city event.
And did you mention that tickets are on sale tomorrow if people want tickets for certain events?
Yes, they are. And go on Eventbrite. Don't call the chamber. And my understanding is, you know, I mean, a lot of people, if you don't have an account already and you want to purchase tickets to various things for Longmire and do the registration, you want to go on Eventbrite. Don't call the chamber. You'll miss out because they may go pretty fast.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So maybe people should... If you're not a member or registered with Eventbrite, they should go maybe today. Get registered.
Get on there and get registered so you're ready to get your tickets, yeah.
Excellent. So Longmire Day is coming up in August. And while we're talking about festivals, you guys have a new festival planned. What's going on?
We do. We haven't really come up with a name yet.
Brady Days works.
Brady Days works, yeah. Yeah. It's better than the Brady Bunch.
I'm sure
you've never heard that one before.
Oh, never.
So, no, we are. We're trying to take our current Oktoberfest, if you will. Just had one initial meeting so far. Been a lot of people talking about a lot of different things. But what we're trying to do is build a festival around Johnson County history, the heritage of Johnson County, if you will. And not sure what we're going to call it yet. There's been a ton of ideas discussed. But we want to get away from just having the beer. But those of you that are beer drinkers, like myself, Worcester planning on having that piece of it.
There will still be beer.
Yes. And but we're trying to embrace the you know, the Johnson County War. We're trying to get KC involved in this so that we're encompassing all of Johnson County, not just Buffalo. And we want it to be a little bit more of a family oriented event and do things with the family. So we're not sure exactly how we're doing it. We've got another meeting coming up May 15th, and we're going to get a lot more people involved. We're going to talk to folks like yourselves and talk to a lot of the media folks to try and get them involved and look, start talking about sponsorships and what we want this event to be. But there's been a lot of excitement around it. And part of it already, we're talking about building it around the wool industry here. You know, so you got the sheep herders and all these things. And then how are we going to tie the cattle folks in? And I learned something here a couple of weeks ago. I got to see a documentary on the Johnson County War.
Okay.
It was a lot different than what I originally thought it was about. And so it's interesting, very, very interesting, you know, the history here. And it's amazing the amount of people that are out there. But I first ran this idea by a bunch of folks from France and Italy when I was up at RMI, and they were all excited about it. It's something they would come to Buffalo to see.
They're going to come from France?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, we've got some folks. We got some people here from Norway coming here in a week or two. We've got some folks from France and Germany that are planning on coming. They do. We do fam tours where they come in and visit, and they're tour operators. And then, obviously, we hope that they book.
Spread the word.
Put your tours in here, yeah.
Excellent. So. And one thing you've got coming up here pretty quick, the Fun Pianos Dueling Pianos Show.
Yes.
What is this?
You know, it's a hard thing to explain, but go on funpianos.com, go into their video section and look at it, or go on their Facebook page and like them. And, you know, I think a lot of people think dueling pianos is two guys dueling each other with pianos.
Yeah, when you say that, I picture two pianos facing each other and one guy going da-da-da-da and the other guy going da-da-da-da.
No, and it's basically they get the audience very involved with people singing. They have a lot of different contests. That's why I said go on YouTube and pull up some of their videos. It's called Fun Pianos for a reason, and they bring the fun to us, and it's something that we haven't ever had here in Buffalo. It's something new. Obviously, we're going to have some corporate tables for sale. We're going to have tickets are $50. Get them in advance so you don't have to pay $60 at the door. And
what all comes with that? Is there a dinner?
Dinner, yep. Okay. Include dinner. We'll have a cash bar there as well for those that want to partake in that part. And by the looks of the videos, that's what a lot of people do when they're at this. So, and but no, it's two guys with pianos. And I mean, they do everything from... you know, somebody said something, it's like, they do Mozart? And I go, no, they do Garth Brooks. They do...
Cool.
They do a lot of rock and roll.
Stuff you
Elton
recognize.
John kind of things and stuff. Stuff that you recognize, make you want to get up and dance and sing and be a part of the show. They make you part of the show. So, and it's really a fun night out. Something different, something new for Buffalo.
Where'd you guys see this? Where'd you hear about it? What made you want to bring it here?
You know, it's funny. The first time I heard about it and saw it was in Deadwood.
Okay.
The Cadillac Jacks had it up there. And I thought, they asked us if we wanted tickets to it. And I was like, you know, we'd watch a couple guys banging away on pianos. Didn't excite me until I heard a little more about it. Then we went and saw it. And it's a blast. But I'm very fortunate. Rebecca Lawrence, one of our board directors, she did a ton of research, got in touch with these folks, and then they called us, and we set it up, found a date, and they gave us a really good deal to get into Buffalo for the first time, so which helps us keep expenses down and ticket sizes down, and we want to make it something affordable for everybody, but it'll be a great night. Take your lady out there and have some fun.
Yeah, excellent. When and where is that show?
It will be on June 15th. It's a Friday evening, and it'll be at Bomber Mountain.
Okay. So about a month and a half away or so, and at Bomber Mountain Civic Center. And if people want tickets for the Fun Pianos, do they get them from the chamber?
Yep. Call the chamber.
Okay.
And you can go on Eventbrite, get them. Come into the chamber and see us. It's always nice to see everybody's face anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark Smith with the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time.
Hey, I appreciate you taking the time to have me. You're looking pretty spiffy today, I got to tell
everybody. Thanks. Yeah,
they can't see you.
I got my tie on
today. Yeah, you're looking cool,
dude. I look like an adult. This is Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. It's Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street.